a newsletter or a Samizdat publication that you did on your photocopier about it. And I'm trying to find it all.
We probably need to send you our radio survivors.
Hi, I'm Susan from Stuyvesant. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.
Honey, did you know the Rolf Jansen Community Library serves Ankrum, Copake, and Hillsdale?
As a matter of fact, I did know that. Ask me another.
Did you know that the Rojan Library has thousands of books, audiobooks, DVDs, and music CDs you can enjoy for free?
Yep, I knew that too.
Did you know that the Rojan Library puts on dozens of special programs like concerts and lectures, story time for kids, and seminars on computer skills and estate planning?
Uh-huh.
Well, Smarty Pants, is there anything about the Rojan Library you don't know?
Yeah, how do they get all that great stuff done with just three employees?
It's all about the volunteers. The library depends on volunteers for everything from working the circulation desk to staffing special events. They can always use more help.
Sounds like fun. How can I become a volunteer?
Just go to the library's website at rojanlibrary.org and click on the volunteer tab.
Hey, I knew that.
Sure you did.
You like music?
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Out from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues right here on WGXC. The show is a monthly roundup of new offerings from the worlds of psych, indie, jangle pop, experimental music, and folk, bolstered with enough classic fodder to make them stick.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Tune in to Crawl Out from the Fallout every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXE 90.7 FM.
How can I say no to that?
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Catherine A. Lady of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio and I heard this thing.
90.7 FM, listener aided and abetted radio.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC news update. Mid-Hudson News reports that several hundred people rallied outside Representative Pat Ryan's Kingston office on November 10th, asking him to support a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas. Many in the crowd also want the U.S. to stop sending taxpayer money to Israel to pay for the war. The terrorist group Hamas attacked Israeli citizens on October 7th in horrific acts of violence. Since then, all sorts of civilians have been injured or killed in the conflict. Mia Inouye, a member of Mid-Hudson Valley Democratic Socialists of America, said, and I quote, "We grieve for every life that has been lost in this conflict, including Israeli and Palestinian lives. Our point is we are against war, and we want to put an end to the violence, and we believe that what Israel is doing in Palestine, which is they have killed over 10,000 people, half of them children, is not going to bring peace to the region. In fact, it is just going to perpetuate the cycle of violence," end quote. Felice Gelman, a member of Jewish Voice for Peace, Hudson Valley, said she is, and I quote, "deeply disappointed to see my congressman line up with the same militarists who brought us the Iraq War. Didn't he learn anything from serving?" end quote. Ryan on social media wrote that, and I quote, "Our ally, Israel, is surrounded by enemies who seek to destroy it. It has both the right and the responsibility to defend itself and its people, including rescuing hostages, reasserting control of its border, and establishing deterrence against future attacks," end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Luke Posnow reports for New York State of Politics that for the Veterans Day holiday, Governor Kathy Hochul signed several bills for New Yorkers who previously served in the armed forces. Among the new laws announced on November 10th, veterans and members of a Gold Star family tree now get free admission to state parks, historic sites, and recreational facilities in the state. Other new laws ease regulations and paperwork for veterans and provide some economic benefits. Hochul said in a statement, and I quote, "We owe a debt of gratitude to the veterans who risk their lives to serve our country. This legislation will provide resources and support New York's veterans, honoring their service and recognizing their heroism," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Mike Goodwin reports in the Times Union that Representative Elise Stefanik filed a legal complaint on November 10th against State Supreme Court Justice Arthur Engoron, who is currently presiding over Donald J. Trump's civil fraud trial. Stefanik claims that Engoron has shown, and I quote, "inappropriate bias and judicial intemperance," end quote, while judging the case about Trump's business fraud, where he claimed properties were larger and worth more than they actually were on legal documents. Stefanik wrote that Engoron, and I quote, "has displayed a clear judicial bias against the defendant throughout the case, breaking several rules in the New York Code of Judicial Conduct," end quote. But to prove her point, she quotes the judge without context. Stefanik makes it sound as if the judge was talking about his own opinion when he was clearly speculating out loud what the prosecution's opinion might be. Stefanik also cited evidence from Zillow.com in her complaint. Stefanik's complaint to the Commission on Judicial Conduct could lead to a warning, public admonition, censure, or removal from the bench. While the Trump case in question is in civil court, the former president also faces criminal cases that accuse him of concealing his possession of classified documents after he left office, trying to overturn his 2020 election defeat, and paying hush money to cover up a sex scandal. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Holocaust survivor blasts Congress for censuring Rashida Tlaib. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. In the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, the nation's founding documents are on display, including the Bill of Rights, which enshrines free speech, as Israel subjects Gaza to a massive air and ground assault. Congress has reminded us of what's come to be known as the Palestine exception to free speech. On Tuesday, 22 Democrats joined with a Republican majority to censure Palestinian-American Congressmember Rashida Tlaib. Just before the rare vote, Tlaib addressed the House, surrounded by her progressive colleagues, including the two other Muslims in Congress, Andre Carson and Ilhan Omar, herself the only African refugee in Congress, their fellow African-American Congress members Ayanna Pressley, Summer Lee, Jamal Bowman, and Cori Bush, along with the chair of the Progressive Caucus, Pramila Jayapal.
"I'm the only Palestinian-American serving in Congress, Mr. Chair, and my perspective is needed here now more than ever. I will not be silenced, and I will not let you distort my words,"
Tlaib said.
"Trying to bully or censor me won't work, because this movement for a ceasefire is much bigger than one person. It's growing every single day. There are millions of people across our country who oppose Netanyahu's extremism and are done watching our government support collective punishment and the use of white phosphorus bombs that melt flesh to the bone. They are done watching our government, Mr. Chair, supporting cutting off food, water, electricity, and medical care to millions of people with nowhere to go. Like me, Mr. Chair, they don't believe the answer to war crimes is more war crimes.
As Congressmember Tlaib was being censured, 87-year-old Holocaust survivor Marion Ingram was nearby, protesting at the White House, demanding President Joe Biden call for a ceasefire.
I find it horrific that the politicians have the nerve to censure righteous voices for peace and for the lives of Gazans who are being murdered.
Ingram said on the Democracy Now! NewsHour the next day.
It is slaughter that is happening, and Rashida Tlaib is, in my eyes, a hero.
She continued,
I am a Jew. My mother was a Jew. My Jewish family was murdered in 1941. Hamburg Jews were sent to Minsk in Belarusia. Upon arrival, they were stripped and then shot and dumped into a mass grave. My grandmother was taken to by two Gestapo who came to my mother's apartment and took her away the night before I turned 6 years old.
The German-American Holocaust survivor was adamant.
Netanyahu's government, Israel's policies for decades has been the suppression of Palestinians, land grabs, deprivation of Palestinians. It is painful for me as someone who has experienced all of the terrors that Gazans are experiencing, and even the horrific attacks in Israel by Hamas. But Hamas's attack on Israel does not justify the slaughter of women and children, especially children. I was a child of war. I have experienced all of these things. I've also known for a fact that what Israel is doing will not end this conflict. It will only exacerbate it.
Marion Ingram is not alone. Over 1,000 Jewish academics, artists, and clergy have signed an open letter that called for an immediate ceasefire, the release by Hamas of all hostages, and an end to Israeli apartheid and occupation. The effort was led by Omer Bartov, Brown University professor of Holocaust and Genocide Studies, described by the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum as one of the world's leading specialists on the subject of genocide.
I was a soldier in the IDF and the Israeli Defense Forces between 1973 and 1976. And so as a young soldier, the first thing that I experienced was the trauma, the huge surprise of the Egyptian and Syrian attack on Israel on October 6, 1973.
Bartov explained on Democracy Now!
When the Hamas attack on Israel occurred on the 7th of October, 2023, 50 years and a day later, that was quite traumatic, I think, for myself and many members of my generation.
Professor Bartov continued.
Israeli political leaders and military leaders have made very startling and frightening statements about Gaza, speaking about flattening Gaza, speaking about Hamas, but by extension also Gazas in general as human animals, speaking about moving the entire population of Gaza out of Gaza. That is a clear intention of ethnic cleansing. So those statements show intent, and that's a genocidal intent, which is often very difficult to prove in genocide. People who carry out genocide don't always want to say that they're doing it.
Bartov's concerns are seconded by another veteran of the 1973 Yom Kippur War, renowned Israeli historian Ilan Pape. Pape wrote a seminal history of the 1948 ethnic cleansing of Palestine and what Palestinians call the Nakba, or catastrophe, in the lead-up to the founding of the State of Israel.
What we're seeing now, what unfolds in front of our eyes, is a genocidal situation by which people are targeted, whether they are children, babies, in hospital or in schools. And this is a massive operation of killing, of ethnic cleansing, of depopulation.
Ilan Pape said on Democracy Now!, speaking out against an ongoing attempted genocide is not a crime, nor is it anti-Semitic. In fact, it's central to the phrase often invoked by Holocaust survivors and their descendants, never again. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
The final New York foliage report of the season has nearly all leaves at past peak colors this week. It says, and I quote, Columbia County spotters in Hudson predict that foliage will be just past peak with 95% color change and average to bright shades of gold, orange, and yellow, plus hints of red. Dutchess County spotters from Beacon and Fishkill report peak and just past peak foliage with 70% change and bright green leaves mixed with yellow, orange, and red. End quote. Read more about this story at the New York Foliage Report. And now, here is your WGXC Weekend Weather Report. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting a mostly sunny Saturday with a temperature high near 46 degrees and a northwest wind at around 11 miles per hour. Tonight it will be mostly clear with a temperature low of around 27 degrees and a northwest wind at around 6 to 9 miles an hour. On Sunday, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 42 degrees and a north wind at around 6 miles per hour. And on Sunday night, it will be mostly clear with a temperature low of around 23 degrees. And on Monday, it will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 47 degrees. And that is your weekend weather report from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears. In Greene and Columbia County.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC has a new call-in number for anyone to leave a three-minute message that we will play back on the air. Listeners can leave as many three-minute audio letters to the editor at 518-212-7509 as they want, and WGXC will let your voice be heard on the local airwaves. The number again to call in and record a three-minute message that will be played back on 90.7 FM is 518-212-7509.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC, hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
We'll hit on with the show. This is it. I'm Tom Rowe, and you're tuning in what's going on all around us. And we always want to let you know about what's going on around you. Things on the WGXC community calendar to do, both in reality and in virtual reality and other forms of online participation. All this weekend there is, and next weekend there is, Sympathetic Magic in Catskill. That's at the Bridge Street Theater, with evening performances and then Sunday matinees. Every Saturday, and this one included, there's the Catskill Saturday Ukulele Jam. It's from 1:30 to 3 p.m. at the Catskill United Methodist Church in Catskill. This Saturday, November 11th, David Courtwright is going to be speaking at the St. Andrew's Episcopal Church in Albany from 7 to 9 p.m. That is brought to you by the Upper Hudson Peace Action Group, sponsoring Professor David Courtwright, who will speak on why nuclear disarmament is more urgent than ever, with a Q&A session afterwards. Also Saturday, November 11th, at the High Falls Cafe in High Falls, Lara Hope's Gold Hope Duo performs, and also Pitchfork Militia are on the bill. Two Hudson Valley bands. Sunday, November 12th, the traditional Irish music session is every week on Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Shamrock House in Durham. Also Sunday, November 12th, Ankrum Opera House hosts Real People, Real Stories, their storytelling show that's every fall. There's jazz in Dutchess County and Kingston, I mean, not in Ulster County, in Kingston, at the Lace Mill on Sunday, November 12th. Ingrid Certso, Steve Gorn, Timothy Hill, and Michael Bizio perform, with Certso reading poetry, Gorn on winds, Hill on a voice and acoustic guitar, and Michael Bizio on bass. Also Sunday, November 12th, there is a benefit for Summit Lake at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Turn out or tune in to the WGXC live web stream. The Summit Lake Conservation Group is hosting an event with folks from all over the world. Fiddler Greg Farley, indie pop artist Philip Goff, jazz pianist John Medeski, Lara Zarugin from Red Hook, playing Armenian country and western music, I believe. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar. Also Sunday, November 12th, Don Byron Quartet is at the Falcon in Marlboro at 7:30. Monday morning, November 13th, at Joust in Catskill is time for Music for Furniture, weekly bi-weekly improvisation at Joust every other Monday. That's from 8:30 to 10 a.m. Also Monday, November 13th, down the street at the Avalon Lounge at 8 p.m., Planetary Music. That's Nathan McLaughlin's project, and Parishi from up in Albany Way perform. That's from 8 to 10 p.m., and there should be a live web stream of that event as well. Tuesday, November 14th, Esther Cohen is at the Washington Irving Senior Center in Catskill. All kinds of events in Catskill this week. Cohen is a local author whose latest book is called All of Us, Stories and Poems Along Route 17. Then on Wednesday, November 15th, The Curls and Sunburned Hand of the Man are at Tubby's in Kingston. That's at 7 p.m., although shows usually start around 8 there. Also, Wednesday, November 15th, Rager for Rager, the album release, is at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill with a live web stream at WGXC.org. That's Rebecca Borer's new album, Presence is a Presence, on Incandescent Presence. Wednesday, November 15th at 8 p.m. at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Also Wednesday, November 15th, Cool Keith is at the Colony Cafe in Woodstock. And then the Feelies are at the Colony Cafe the next night, Thursday, November 16th. Also Thursday, November 16th, the Dust Bowl Fairies and the Dirt Whisperers perform at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. That's at 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Again, there should be a live WGXC web stream at WGXC.org. For those events and more at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Find out more about all these events on the WGXC community calendar, wgxc.org. Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC morning show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
I see a man. He is looking for something. Something tells me there is something he is looking for. Behind your head, near the birdbath, turn, see size 12 shoes. It must be a man with extraordinary feet and powers of prognostication. Big Jim, or Psychic Jim. Some call him Big Psychic Jim. He stares into the sun but does not see it. That's because for him, there is no sun. His sun is gone. I feel a little Jim. His eldest son, and also psychic. But smaller, hence the name, Little Jim. Or Little Psychic Jim. He is still with us, but missing. Where are we? Of course, Niagara Falls. Population 48,252. 4 months prior, the population was the same. Only there were 200 more people. Where did they go? Oh, I sense this town has secrets. No one wants to talk about where they went. No one wants to talk about the Sunflower Cult. It's clear to me now, the Sunflower Psychic Retreat, where they took promising psychics like Little Jim out beyond the Cave of the Winds and never returned. But all I can hear is silence, as the town cannot speak of their failure to protect their sons, daughters, brothers,
strangers, cousins, pals.
I can sense they are all out there, somewhere, sort of like alive. Jim has tried, closed his eyes so hard to see that he swallowed them, and in his stomach his eyes were empty. No sign of his child, nothing. Although Big Jim can see things others cannot, he can't see this. He's too close to it. So he is seeking out others who can see things others cannot. He is making a phone call. Yes, I see it. He's picking up the phone. Dial now. 1-800-716-WHAT. That's 1-800-716-WHAT. The Psychic Network, Niagara. Where for just 50 cents a minute, with parental permission if he is under 18 years of age, Big Jim can ask a fellow psychic, like Donna, if she can help locate his son. Hello, this is Big Psychic Jim and I need your help.
I hear you searching. I see you listening. Who's out there?
Questions were asked of questions.
I repeat, who is out there? Come in.
Behind fog of mysteries milked out by Falun Gong nurses, their ponytails soaked in Palo Santo, tripping riddles onto tracing paper. But the network wasn't working. She couldn't see anything. She could only provide him with a number. Yvette.
Sorry, that's a name, not a number. My crosses got signaled.
Yvette. This must mean, yes. Her next-door neighbor, Yvette. Who is also, by the way, psychic. She must be tuned in to this kid. She knows she can see something they cannot. So Donna adds Yvette to the call.
Hey, Donna. I sense you. I feel someone else on the line, too. Someone who can sense things, but cannot sense the thing he's looking for. I can sense it.
The three of them search, sense, and feel.
Sense there's something.
But all they can come up with is a name. Lily.
Who is Lily?
And a place, Ville.
Where is Ville?
It all makes sense now. Lilyville, the village of psychics. I can sense...
I'm getting the impression...
that there are seers there.
Incense.
Who can conjure a glimpse, perhaps.
Incense.
A peep seeker.
Bingo.
With sea salt fringes, pulling up the global positioning system from the carcass of a living billy goat to find a child. A child finder. Happy birthday.
Does red mean anything to you?
Summary. Set forth by the psychics, Big Psychic Jim heads to Lilyville, town of psychics, to try locating his son, Little Psychic Jim, who vanished with a group of psychics on a psychic retreat. Alone he goes, to crack the mystery that the town would prefer is history. I can sense... Yes. I can sense...
Is there anyone?
That this boy is out there somewhere.
I can feel a presence.
But then again, what isn't?
Something around the chest, presence, or legs, I'm sense. Guessing heart. Spirit, come in. Presence. Do you read? Over.
Bingo.
Hi, folks. Before we begin taping today, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Peter Jenks of the Federal Communications Commission. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Barris. I don't know if any of you are aware of this, but it's a federal offense to make lascivious remarks on a television network broadcast. The penalty for this disgusting behavior is 1 year in prison, or $10,000 fine, or both. Anyone making a sick, subversive remark tonight will be arrested immediately. I then will personally escort the offender to federal prison for booking under Edict Number 364. Of the Broadcasting Act of 1963. And it's a long drive to that prison, baby. Just you and me. No witnesses.
Okay, have fun, everybody. All right.
You recognize that voice, and you may recognize her voice. Let's see. Did I get you? Yes, you are.
I guess I should take my fuzzy hat off.
Well, it's a little cold in here.
Yeah, so you guys told me I'm not hearing anything in my headphones.
Oh, God damn these headphones. Try those over there.
Try those.
How about now?
Oh, that's so much better.
Excellent.
Hey, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
You're taking over. We elected you king.
It feels like it sometimes. It doesn't pay like it, but that's
yeah, I was sitting in my car listening to the radio, and I'm like, he's super lonely. You told me 4:30, but...
I said 4:15, but my co-host said 4:30.
Well,
but that's okay.
And she's...
I don't know.
I hope she's okay.
That's what I'm worried about. Maybe she's a little upset about not winning.
I thought she won. I looked at...
The early vote. It's very weird. That first posting was just all the early votes, which means it was almost all Democrat.
Oh.
Because, you know, Democrats will vote early, and Republicans have to vote the day of, because that's, like, how you prove you're a Trumpian whatever. You know?
Oh.
So I don't know what the final vote was, and I'm not sure. And I think that it might be close enough that she could win one of the two seats. Absentees come in. But that voice you hear, folks, you may recognize if you're a longtime listener of the show, it's the one and only Karen Schomer.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Karen.
Tommy D. I love this. I got to get in the habit of saying that.
That's my, you know.
Tommy D.
That's what they call me at the CrossFit. Tommy D.
Nice.
Yo. Adrian, no, anyway, you're here to update us, and you're bringing in some people soon, right?
Well, so I'm here about Summit Lake again.
Yes. Still happening.
Still fighting to protect that lake.
Yes.
Still fighting to keep that development off that hillside.
Yeah. Did the current elections have any impact on anything going on there?
No, because it's our village government and village planning board.
Right.
So that happens, yeah. And yeah, those guys get appointed, and those folks, and the village election is March.
Ah, March.
Hey. Yeah.
So let's refresh. Let's go back.
Yeah, so in Philmont, there's this beautiful lake called Summit Lake, and it's just like a block off Main Street. You wouldn't even know it's there.
Uh-huh.
And behind it is a beautiful wooded hillside with a nature trail. And there's fishing, there's kayaking, there's bald eagles,
really?
There's herons. Oh, for sure.
That's my new enthusiasm, by the way.
Oh, it's, well, it's a little shallow because silt is coming into the lake.
Ooh.
So there's places that it's almost like too shallow
yeah,
to
yeah.
kayak. But if you have somebody who knows the lake, you can definitely be kayaking on there.
Cool.
And there's like ice fishing. There's,
really?
People ice fish in the winter. They play ice hockey.
It's cold.
It's just a beautiful, like, kind of old time, mm-hmm. beautiful thing for everyone
yeah.
to enjoy.
They used to say Oakdale Lake had that. You know, Oakdale Lake
yeah.
used to be able to, but no more. It doesn't get cold enough.
Wow. It didn't last winter, but the winter before it did.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. Everything's changing.
Yeah.
So a developer brought the property behind it, 22 acres, and wanted to put in 16 high-end homes priced at $750,000 to over $1 million each. Hi, welcome. I brought more people, as you said.
Well, we'll get to them in a second, but, you know, we want to get the background.
Hi. So they wanted to build these houses, and the planning board went boom, yes. And as a group, we came together. We formed Summit Lake Conservation Group, and we sued the village, the planning board, and the developer over irregularities in the approval process.
And Article 78,
and
as it's
Article
called.
78. And that was in September of 2022. We won.
Mm-hmm.
The judge annulled their approval. And then they submitted the exact same proposal, and the planning board approved it again. So we sued a second time. And so what we're doing is fundraising for these very expensive legal mm-hmm. fees that we are incurring as a group.
Yeah.
And
what's a ballpark figure on a Article 78?
$25,000.
Yeah,
$25,000 to $30,000. So, and we're aiming for 30. We've raised about 20 so far.
Yeah, cool.
And being a person who's loved music my whole life and who performs now with bands and stuff,
We'll get to that.
I thought, let's do a show. We'll do like a fundraiser.
Yeah.
And
to find a barn and everything. And
you know, So Avalon Lounge, Liam and Laura, amazing mm-hmm. folks over there in Catskill, offered us the space.
Cool.
And I assembled by invitation.
No. You curated.
guilty. So guilty. Yeah. So I put together a lineup, which I'm super proud of because it's a very eclectic lineup
mm-hmm.
of... You know, it's not a niche. This isn't a night for this kind or that kind. This is like a community coming together kind of night.
No raving.
No raving, but you could come. And So it's Sunday night, Avalon Lounge. Tickets are $25. They're available on our website.
Can't
okay.
Money.
Never mind. And I'm going to now talk about our lineup.
Okay.
I'm like kind of hosting.
Yeah, it's this Sunday, this coming Sunday.
This coming Sunday,
November
12th.
November 7 p.m. 7 p.m.
Avalon Lounge in Catskill.
Okay.
So
we've all been there.
And all these, and like, you know, musicians are the most beautiful people. I think so.
Yeah.
They're just so wonderful. Like, you know, Tom, like writers are kind of dark and bitter.
Yeah, right. That's a good point.
Musicians are like, sure, I'll do that for you.
I'll
give you that. I'll give myself that way.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
You don't think that's just narcissism? Sorry, just kidding. Just kidding. We have a musician here. Oops. Just kidding.
So,
anyway.
Okay. A guy named Greg Farley, who's like a singer-songwriter, local. He lives in Catskill.
Okay.
And a fiddle player. He's like unbelievable. Cool. This guy sounds like he just stepped out of like Ireland in 1820 or something. Mm-hmm. He's an incredible fiddle player. He's also a tree guy. So he's like clearing lots of trees. Mm-hmm. But he writes these beautiful songs about like Stuarts and like Copake. Like mm-hmm. he's so super local. Mm-hmm. So he's going to do a short set.
Oh, Stuarts. Our Stuarts.
Yeah. He writes songs about going to Stuarts.
And eating ice cream, I hope.
You know, like what happens at Stuarts? Like yeah. a lot, you yeah. know? So that's Greg. He's first. Second is a guy named Philip Goth. Well, his name is really Josh, but his performance name is Philip Goth. And he's like a... He was actually a member of the Felice Brothers for like 11 sure. years. Mm-hmm. And now he performs as Philip Goth. And it's like kind of arty, a little ethereal, a little warped and damaged, like indie pop. Mm. Really great stuff.
That's the critic in Karen Schomer speaking, folks. She's got the vocab from way back.
So I'm just so excited. And it's going to feel so good because if you come to this event, you're going to be... Like, there's a lot of reasons not to feel good right now. But this is going to be a reason to feel really good. Mm-hmm. And all these musicians doing this. Okay. So then we got Philip Goth. Then we've got John Medeski.
There's a name I've heard of.
Okay. Medeski, Martin, and Wood. And he, mm-hmm. like, tours with Fish, maybe. I don't know. John Zorn. Mm-hmm. Jazz. Jammy. Experimental. He's just this guy who like plays symphony halls all over the world, and he's like gonna play a 30-minute solo piano piece. Nice. incredible for us, for mm-hmm. our little lake and our fish and wildlife and trees. Okay. And last and certainly not least is Laura Zarugin.
Who's with us right now, folks. You want to get in the mic? I can't hear you.
Get
really.
Right on there.
It's a hard G, Zarugian.
Zarugian.
But that was excellent.
Laura Zarugian. What kind of music you play?
That is a great question.
She's a country singer.
Oh, that's cool.
She really plays country music.
Yeah, I called the genre Armenian cowgirl because some people would ask me. That's the best way I could describe it. So yeah, it's definitely a little twangy and folky,
mm-hmm.
But it's got some Armenian stories in there. So
the Armenian cowgirl.
This is we're just so honored to be a part of this lineup because you have assembled this fantastic group of musicians for this event. So
thank you. Yeah. It's really an act of love, this whole thing, and. The way that Laura came to us as we were putting together this event is that one of Laura's musicians in her band is Larry Fetterman, who's also known as Birder Larry, and he's on WGXC a lot. He was with the Audubon Society. Mm-hmm. He's a really heavy-duty environmentalist. Mm-hmm. And I turned to him when I got involved with the Summit Lake thing as like, Larry, we need help. Like, how do we preserve this piece of natural land? And Larry, at some point, was like, hey, you know, I'm also a musician. And if you're ever doing anything, I'd love to be part of a benefit for you guys. And then he was like, oh, I'm working with this country singer, this singer-songwriter. She's really amazing. And that's how Laura came to us.
We end up with Laura Zarugian. Now, Laura, you're the Armenian cowgirl. So
yeah.
How does that work together?
How does it work together? I'm figuring that out
okay. As
I go.
Presumably, you're of Armenian descent.
I am of Armenian descent, yeah. My father is from Cairo, Egypt, also of Armenian descent. And my mother is from Delaware, also of Armenian descent. Hmm. We call her the original Delaware Armenian. I don't think there were any other Armenian families in Delaware at the time. So,
wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I have listened to your music, and to me, like, besides being really struck by how much traditional country music is in your new album, your voice reminds me a little bit of, like, Emmylou Harris.
Ooh.
Like, this beautiful kind of high... lonesome.
So,
like it's a,
oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Don't, I never want to interrupt
a music
critic. It's called Nairi?
Nairi. Yeah.
And it's brand new?
It's new. It came out in September. It's my first album. It's a big deal for me.
Uh-huh.
I've been working on it for a while, but putting it out into the world is a whole nother kit and caboodle. But thank you. Yeah, I love Emmy Lou Harris. Love her.
So how about we preview Cairo, which is where your father's from?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Get this up here if we can. I'm at your website trying to play Cairo.
Well, that might be a fault of my website, which reflects on me.
Sometimes things pop, like pop-up things don't want to work based on your browser.
But it is on YouTube.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You could go to YouTube.
Something's coming up. Dum, ba, da, bum. So
or I could just sing it for you here.
Oh,
I'll try it.
I would. Oh man.
Oh, I see.
I can like kind of like clap. You can give me a beat, and I'll like.
Oh, actually, it's asking me to go to Spotify. That's why. So you say it's on YouTube.
All roads lead back
okay.
to that.
You will marry an older man. Remember to smile.
Much of it, but that's a sample. We'll get more, so we know that you're out there at least. Let me see what I can. You guys chat amongst yourselves.
Well, I'm so happy that you've agreed to do it, and it's like, you know, it's a wonderful thing when people can be contributing to a cause and enjoying themselves at the same time. And so, tell me about the band that what kind of lineup do you have to play on Sunday?
Yeah, so you mentioned Larry, who brought us together, Larry Fetterman, and Larry, we met Larry. So my husband is my drummer and also a producer on this album that just came out, and his name is Michael Allen Hams. And we after the pandemic, we found ourselves upstate and without a band.
Where were you previously?
We had met in Brooklyn.
Ah, what a surprise.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, but there's more. There's
okay.
more.
Okay.
we are those
yeah,
people.
That's okay. That's all right.
All right.
We like those people.
Okay. And we had met in Brooklyn, and what happened? We couldn't play out anymore. You know, there was nowhere to play. And so we moved up to Boston, which is where I'm from, for about a year. And then we decided we wanted to be back in New York, but we didn't want to be in the city anymore. So we settled in, and we said, oh, you know, we got to get the band back together. So we put out an ad online, which neither of us had ever done before, because we had mostly played with our friends. And Larry actually called me, and I knew that we were clicking. He told me he had just been to Maine in search of the Siberian sea eagle.
Oh, my God. That's so... Yeah. I mean, I've done bird walks with Larry, and he's just got that brain of like, oh, no, that's not a black-throated blue warbler. That's a yellow... That's like... that's like a male green war, you know, whatever. Like he's really very deeply knowledgeable.
So he told me about this seagull, and I said, were you in Georgetown, Maine by any chance? And he said, that's where the seagull was sighted. And I said, I know, because my parents live there, and the whole island was out there watching this seagull. And people were driving from Ohio. It was you know, the biggest thing to happen in Georgetown, Maine, since
I don't know.
That's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. Is it? Now I want to know more about that, but we don't have to talk about that today. But like, is it like a European bird or like an Arctic bird?
Yeah,
or?
I guess it's, I think from Russia.
A Canadian bird? Wow.
So it's been hanging out. Larry thinks it might be in the Maritimes. If he's listening, he's probably going to be like correcting me on all of this. but yes, that's how we met Larry. And it just clicked. He said seagull, and I said, you're in the band.
Oh, man. Nice. Beautiful. Really beautiful.
You know, Karen's in a bunch of bands.
I know. Karen is an incredible musician. So,
well, I really am not a musician at all, but I do collaborate with musicians, and I do perform in a way that's more musical than simply, like, you know, like speaking. So, yeah.
It's a combination of poetry and music. Speaking of which, are you ever going to collect your poetry in a book form?
Well, Tom, I'm working on a Tommy D. I'm working on a project right now, which when I'm done will be, I think, a collection of poetry that I will also, the next step will be to put the songs to music.
Cool.
So it's going to, but it's actually, it's originating as a set of poems. And then nice. I've got different music friends contributing pieces of music. So I think that's going to be my first, like, you know, I think I'm just going to Xerox it. Like, yeah. It's a fanzine.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
You know, most of us start in the world as poets and then get serious and do, like, boring stuff. You've gone the other way around.
I totally went the other way. I totally was making a great living as a writer and decided
to
like, stop
cool.
making money as
that's
a writer.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, Laura.
Glad I did. No regrets.
Have you ever thought of working with Karen on a project?
Put her on the spot. Why
that
not?
Would
I know,
be,
I
that
know.
Would be so much fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting that you said that because I never even really thought of myself as a musician either. I thought of myself as a writer.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. But I like songwriting because I feel like within that, like that frame, I'm given like sort of a structure.
Yeah.
Okay, let's listen, now that I got this all straight, to the title cut from your album, Nairi?
Nairi.
Nairi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see if this works. I hope. Here we go. Ah, there we go.
Told you I would stay, I had left. I promised not to hurt you, and I hurt myself instead. She cries out, help. There isn't much left. Right through me. Now Harry says, I thought you cared. Thank you.
Gurion.
Zarugian.
Zarugian, sorry.
I am like weeping. That is so beautiful.
Thank you.
It is just like so beautiful. So beautifully recorded. Wow. Here I am like complimenting your husband, who I kind of like was like, don't bring your husband tomorrow. It's so like the recording is so spacious. It's so beautifully. It sounds so warm, and every instrument is like sounds so close and warm.
So you can hear Laura play that, I assume, and other songs this coming Sunday, the 12th, at Avalon Lounge. And the coolest aspect of this show, four performers, all the proceeds?
Every penny.
Will go to help support the effort to stop the development at
Summit Lake in Philmont.
How great is that? Laura, I was very moved by that as well.
Thank you. How
you say it's your first release. How is it being released? Vinyl, CD, tape?
Yeah. No vinyl or tape, maybe down the line. We've got CDs, and it's on the platforms. It's on the streaming platforms.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because just the other day, I finally cleaned out my entire CD collection. And it's sitting on the dining room table, all in different boxes by genre. And I'm thinking, can I get rid of them? What happened was the one CD player that we had left in the house broke. None of our cars have it anymore. So what do? Do we go buy a new CD player?
Yeah.
Do we sign up for a service, a streaming service? My wife already gets Apple's.
I'm going to give you my extra boombox that has a CD
there
player.
There you go.
I don't want you to get rid of all these CDs, Tom.
Yeah, I know.
I
remember when you unloaded a ton of CDs.
I blew it. I got rid of like so many things
that
I wish
amazing.
I had back.
Really?
Because
I remember when you did that in support of the station, that they could sell at their sale.
Oh, my God.
That was a huge contribution.
Where's my copy of, the Beatles 67 to 70 and like Robin Hitchcock's entire oeuvre? And
I know. When I see certain things like I had the box set of Nilsson.
Oh, okay.